Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about? Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh? This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Shout out to the whole fucking Angry Fan movement. Let me get Hollow to Don on so we can clear this whole situation up with Denny. You know what I'm saying? Hollow and Danny is going down next month, couple of weeks. And I just need to know what's going on, man. I need to know what's going on, man. I see the guests right now. I'm about to get them on. Let me see the call drop. Call him again. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. There we go. I see the guests. I'm getting them on now. Yo, hello.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, man? You can talk?
Yeah.
All right, what's good? It's Caps, man. Hey, man, I need to know what's going on with you and Denny, man. Talk to me, because I'm lost. I'm confused.
Let me roll my windows up.
No doubt.
Excuse me. So you can hear me clear.
Okay.
That sound better?
Yeah, you good.
All right, so you're lost and confused because you probably watched the trailer, what, one time?
Okay.
Did you watch it twice?
I watched it once. But I had already knew about it because Danny's been promoting it.
So this ain't really coming at you. This just myself and other people in general. When you usually hear shit or see shit one time, it's hard to really give a clear, you know what I'm saying, breakdown on what's going down or what happened, like with a battle, with album, anything. So it's like if you would have watched it again, we said we're doing a live watch. That's the reason we're not doing pay-per-view, because if it's pay-per-view, nobody's going to come to pull it up and watch it live. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I just seen all the pay-per-view. I just went to drops again to see it. You know what I mean? So we felt like that's defeating the purpose, doing a pay-per-view, and it's no cap on how much we could make on doing the watches also. So I feel like, you know, when you do something different and it's innovative, you know, people definitely going to have backlash and say shit because we all scared of the unknown. Like, I ain't never seen that before. Like, I don't know how that'll work. Just do what works. The pay-per-view works. You could raise more for the charity and help more people. And it's like, I understand that, but we trying something new, spicing the culture up. I think it'd be dope if I could come to South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, and do a live watch there, and they could meet me, take a picture, and then ask questions. Yo, why you say that to Danny? Yo, when you said this, what that meant? I ain't really get that. You know what I mean? So we feel like it's more up close and personal. This is crazier than just buying a pay-per-view.
So wait, so a live watch means they have to be in the building to watch it, correct?
No, a live watch means we're traveling with the footage, going to different cities, either a theater or a banquet hall or a big Airbnb, 50 to 100 people, and I'm going to be there watching it with you. We could stop the battle and rewind it. Yo, let's bring that back. That was fire. Can you bring that back?
But is that
like how we sit and do watches with Avocado? You know what I'm saying? When
but is that going to help the charity more than the pay-per-view?
It's no telling. That's what's always all about doing something new and trying something new, because ain't no telling. Because if you can break, I already broke the numbers down. You got to think when a pay-per-view is involved, you got to pay for the streaming service platform. That's like 20 bands, 15 bands or something. Like you have to pay for mad stuff, then you, or it's getting taken out of the back end. When we're coming directly straight to the consumer as possible, like cutting out everything, pay-per-view, YouTube, the whole middleman, league, this straight.
So,
Danny's going to make the most money. Let me just say, Danny's making the most money he's ever made for a battle. He's not getting paid by a league. So something's got to be working.
So y'all going to take this one battle and go from state to state? That's the plan?
Well, they're doing we're doing the West Coast first, because obviously that's where we're at. So that's what me and Danny going to do. But on the East Coast, it's me and Big T.
It's you and Big T.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the watches on the East Coast.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's going to be me, Danny, Geechee, and Avo on the West Coast.
All right. So, as far as this battle came about, like, look, I'm going to tell you what it is. I was under the understanding that Danny pretty much battled his way towards you. It's going to be the most money he got, cool, but I'm looking at it from Danny's career point of view. So when Danny's saying, I'm going to battle Hollow, I'm thinking, all right, cool, so where can I watch it at? You see what I'm saying? So, all right, how can I watch the battle? Let me ask you that. How can I watch the battle?
To you.
Okay.
Where do you live?
I'm in right now. I'm in Baltimore.
Okay, you clearly could come to the DC premiere that we're doing. We're releasing the schedule.
That's what I'm saying. So, in order to see it, you have to go there.
That's in order to see it, to have exclusive. Like, you know what I mean? That's, we're not saying, this battle you're never going to see. This is a secret battle. Me and Danny will just... Nah, it's just in order to have the exclusivity to see it before anybody and be like, like, you got to pull up and fuck with it. Other than that, niggas ain't holding on. Like, I ain't starting no league. I might auction the footage off or something. I might let a fan put it on his channel, auction the shit off. Or, like, we just being different. We ain't following.
Okay, because Avocado said it may be released on the URL app down the line.
For sure.
So I don't know what down the line means.
On YouTube, I'm saying.
No, he said it's not
going to
be no YouTube.
It's eventually going to get released, is my point, is what I'm saying. We're not focused on the YouTube release date. We're going to see this the first time we're doing something. So we're going to see how it goes on the road. Once we're done on the road, it'll be around like New Year's, Christmas, and then we're going to decide when we're going to drop it. So more than likely, everybody get an answer around Christmas time and see the battle the top of the year.
Oh,
like, nobody's
going to
hold on this shit to like August. It, like, I'm smacking and be like, boom, Hollow the Dawn app, pay $4 just to see me versus Danny. Like, nah, it's just... We definitely giving people the exclusivity. That's a Hollow the Dawn fan that been showing love over the years, and I just feel it's a fire idea because we do the watches all the time and people love it.
Okay, so question, are you taking this battle? I know you're going to say, yeah. Is this just another battle to you? Are you taking it like super serious or what?
You going to ask me that?
I mean, honestly, yeah. Because you know why I'm asking you that? Because
well, it can't be just
there.
Another battle or something different or something I'd be excited about when it's a first-time experience. You should be excited when you're trying something new.
But that's financially, though, Follow. I mean the actual battle itself.
Well,
you might get up there and
the
try
actual,
to freestyle. You're a good freestyler.
I feel like you already know the answer. You just don't have a better question. So I'm going to just answer this shit. But you obviously know the math battle was bad, shaky. I knew that.
Yeah.
No matter what people say, I just say, yo, I'm about to kill math. Nigga, math 3-0. I'm about to buy. I didn't say, I just talked regular shit. Like, nigga, man, if you not hot, Same thing, like, with this battle, bro. I'm telling niggas, like, this nigga can't fuck with me in no hemisphere with this bag of me. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Period. Okay, I'm just making sure
this ain't Danny Myers. This about Hollow. I got to battle my last joint to show niggas, like, all right, if you really let Math win and you did that and didn't care and you just let your homie get his get back, show me. This next one should be stupid then, because they no excuses. They know Danny's the homie. I'm no positive shit. No, show me. So it's like I'm a show niggas, like a quick reminder. This is like Jordan when he lost to the Magics and he had to come back like, oh, niggas really think I can't do this shit again, what I did with the three-peat? Like, I still got the formula and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so
your mentality is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, like, you know, I had, besides, outside of battle rap, I just had other issues, family life and just moving, and so it's like, nigga, I know what went wrong. I'm not lost out here. I'm not thinking like these fans tripping for saying, oh, Hollow, no tripping. You should say that. I was tripping on the niggas that act like they're a huge fan of yours and say some shit trash, because trash is considered like, oh, I can't watch this. Like, if it's trash, you're not watching the battle through. You're like, oh, this is unbearable. So niggas is disrespecting if you're saying, oh, that your last couple battles you lost, you need to step it up. Your last couple garbage, I fell off. It's like, just had the two-on-two battle of the fucking century. What is niggas talking about? You think, I don't know what niggas on. Then niggas, you go to the Rock battle, Arsenal first round. It's like, what is we talking here?
As far as that two-on-two, would you redo it again with Surf? With Surf and Rock? Or are you just going to leave it where it's at?
Hell no. Yeah, we'll leave that where it's at.
Okay. Because that wasn't a bad battle.
No. That would have been incredible. But everything works out how it worked out. Chess came in and got his off with Rock. And that shit worked well like that. But yeah, niggas had me, you know. Niggas ran me warm. I ain't going to lie. Niggas ran me warm.
Well, Hollow, man. Because
I've seen niggas don't understand.
Me.
Like, you could have hit me and be like, yo, I don't understand what you're doing. Break it down to me so I could tell these fans. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't really get how people think anybody's trying to coerce or do anything crazy. Or is everything's being explained? Live watches. We're not putting on pay-per-view because we're doing something different. And it's also a charity event. It's not like this is going to be a, you know what I'm saying, one of them smack cars where you just see a full shotgun and everybody on the car.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's like you're taking a gamble with this where it could possibly work or it could possibly not generate as much revenue as a pay-per-view. So I'm looking at it
for
like
sure.
If it's for charity.
That's the fun part.
It's fun, but if it's for charity, why even take that risk? Why not just go with the pay-per-view that you know they getting all that money? That's what it's for, charity, you said. That's what I'm not
because
understanding.
Because it can't be that. I did the numbers. You sat down and did the numbers?
Nah, I didn't do the numbers, nah. You just told them to me. That's where
numbers.
I'm coming from.
Do you know, like, what pay-per-view generates on the average? You got to remember, this is URL traffic, but this is not URL. Like, they're going to be pumping volume 5. You know what I mean?
Damn,
so at the end of the day, we would have had to either go through URL, which means, you know, they would have just had to take 50% of proceeds because URL is not doing the charity. This is Hollow. This is Geechee doing the charity event. We can't tell URL, yo, give your 15% too to the charity. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would that
work? Oh, okay.
We're really pumping this on our own.
So it's really just y'all and Avocado doing this.
Yeah, we would have had to pay what Rap Grid or somebody to do the pay per view and do all that and book other battlers. And, you know, we also want a certain energy there. We don't want like niggas that got grudge matches and shoving each other and they got their whole clique up there. And, you feel me?
Okay. Question.
We want that energy go ahead.
What made you pick Danny? If you picked him.
Danny picked me. Yeah, Danny picked me. I done picked Danny.
Oh, so he called you out and you just said okay. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, he's
Let's
been
do
calling
it.
Me out for years. Okay, so yeah, let me also add, I guess, the passion Danny has for battle rap is like unmatched. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like he really puts his all into it, and he's humble enough to like chat with the fans, and you know, on the comments and show love to even people below him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put a list out of battlers, and I felt guilty, damn near. I'm like, damn, I ain't barely heard of none of these dudes. Am I not loopy right now? You feel me? So,
okay,
Danny definitely does that. I respect that because he's pulling them up the ladder, so I'm just going to help pull him up the ladder. You feel me?
Okay, that goes back to the beginning where I said I felt like he battles his way up to you. I'm just looking at it like, yo, this is his biggest battle right here. Like, this is where the most energy is going to be here. We all want to see this shit. Because he's been talking about
That's
it for
why
a
I told
long
him,
time
he
got
to show the fuck up because we going to have to keep watching this in front of fans. So if I smoke his dumb ass and he don't show the fuck up, you going to review this body a few times, Danny. Danny best to show the fuck up.
Whose idea is this to even do it like this? Who caught up with this plan? Who came up with this plan?
To do what?
To travel it and just y'all be doing it without URL, without anybody. Whose idea was this?
Oh, me. I tried to do it with Disaster. Before we did the one rounder.
Okay, but what, it didn't go through with Disaster?
Yeah, I mean, Disaster really wasn't for it. So we ended up doing a King of the Dot one rounder. But, yeah, I definitely like also testing this out because this might be doper with me and Lux doing the 2-on-2. I think it'd be incredible for fans to pick our brain at a battle, especially with Lux, you know what I mean? Like, what did that mean? Or why'd you say that? Or where'd that thought come from?
That is different. This is something different. I'm not going to lie about that.
The niggas can get their feature
right
on, you feel me? Niggas might get a verse. Like, this is super dope. That's why I'm kind of little salty people are spinning it negative because I'm like, damn, I thought this was super dope. Niggas is obviously benefiting for themselves and then going to help out kids and then be able to meet fans and show them the footage before it drops.
Okay.
Like, that's how I looked at it. And I was just like, damn, niggas are really tripping because we're not doing pay-per-view. When before 2016, URL wasn't doing no pay-per-view, and King of the Dot was doing pay-per-view, and Poison Pen really was the first to do pay-per-view on a grind time battle. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we just get conformed to how we think it's supposed to be, so that's why I'm aiming to bring some change to it.
I guess I can't get that mad. I mean, I'm still low-key salty. I can't watch it, but
especially if you go come. How you can't
bro, I'm
watch
in the hospital. I can't come
it
out there. I'm in the hospital.
Okay, so just be patient when it drops.
What you mean be patient? You know how long I've been wanting to see this? And niggas want to see this. We want to see this.
Yeah, we going to have heavy. I'm going to have niggas in the crowd. I'm going to have like 10 niggas in each crowd. Niggas ain't catching this footage, I promise you.
It's so all right, as long as y'all don't hold it like crazy long, man. There's nothing I can really say at this point. I mean, it's out of my hands. I just want to see it.
Huh? There's no point in doing that. I would never do that. I'm giving y'all my word as a battle rap fan myself. I would never do that. That thing won't come out no longer than January.
Oh, okay.
You feel
okay
me? Yeah.
The
avocados, like,
you got to understand. When I was talking to Avocado on Twitter, that's how it started. And he said, yeah, maybe. He said, no pay-per-view, no YouTube. He said it may come out on the URL TV app down the line. That's what he said verbatim.
Okay, so let me explain that.
Chess Battle
I gave
Cortez.
The wrong information.
Oh, okay. Now I was going to say
I
Chess Battle Cortez at a barbecue.
Avocado.
Oh, that's why. All right. Okay, so that's different then.
Yeah, so because at that point we was doing it just us, and it wasn't a shout out KG the Poet. He was like the glue to bringing URL in and be like, let's make it a URL event because it was just us. So that's probably when he said that because it wasn't. We was like, we ain't going to do no YouTube. We'll just hold the footage and have to auction it off when we can or something like that. Because I'm aiming to make different revenues to pay niggas more than they've been paid either in a long time or just period. Big T, Danny, and me and Geechee doing the door and doing the percentage of the door for charity.
So this right here might possibly be the next step for battle rap, in your opinion, if it works.
For Hollow. I can't speak for nobody else because this is a hustle. Like, I did the numbers. In order for me to maximize what I would get for Danny, I probably do twice as what I would get for Danny off of doing this. You know what I mean? But I got to hustle, hit mad cities. I got to miss Christmas with my son. I got to make sacrifices.
Damn. And y'all down to do all of that?
Nigga, I got to get to this Gwitty. Like, I got certain goals. Like, let me talk spicy for a minute. Let me roll these windows up. You know what I'm saying? This week, I'm going to the Bentley dealership. You feel me?
Okay.
It's not to buy one. I'm window shopping, my boy. You know what I mean? I ain't got money nowhere close to buying one. But check this out. I'm manifesting it because that thing about to come. The way I'm working and this new grind I'm on, oh, man, I'm loopy, baby. So I've been working hard. Like, I swear to God, I don't think it's an artist or an entertainer in this world that's been physically working harder than me on this brand.
Damn, this shit is
so
what's up
right
here.
That's what it
is right now. Well,
yeah,
for you
to
be window shopping.
Witty on that.
For you to be window shopping for a Bentley,
like
you know what
Bentley.
You're doing.
I don't like Bentleys at all, brother. It happened in a dream. I had a dream, and I seen a Bentley steering wheel. That's all I remember. So I was like, oh, shit, that's telling me to manifest. You know, I believe in energy and all type of weird shit people probably don't believe in. But I'm like, yo, that's telling me something. I got to manifest that. What's the next step I could do to manifest? Oh, go to the dealership. So I'm going to go to that joint, like, talking spicy. Like, I'm how much? $146,000. Oh, all right, not too bad. What is that, fully equipped? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll think about it. Let me talk to the wifey. You feel me? You got to do that. If you believe in yourself and believe you won't go certain places, you got to manifest it and see stuff to bring it to life. And that's what it is.
So, Hollow, so for you, that means you're not going nowhere in battle rap. You staying around.
Well, as far as in battle rap on, like, LOM, you see LOM in battle rap, you see doing events, like, yeah, I'm staying around. I'm always going, like, if I fucking hit the lotto tomorrow, like, I'm always going to put money in a battle rap or battle or do something to give back to what got me where I need to be. It's just my logic of life. Why would I ever, like, not fuck with battle rap? You feel me? It don't make sense.
Well, I mean,
everybody
as far
displays
as you
it.
Battling.
You see Hitman. Oh, as far as me being an active battle? Nah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was something dope I thought to do because you know how Beanie say, one nigga in my eye I'm facing, and that's Jace. That's how I feel like. You know what I'm really aiming for, like, but this is me going crazy just because these fans got me tight in my back against the wall, and I got to show up. It's like I'm posting up John in the post, you feel me? My back against the wall, baby boy. I got to show them something nice.
And then, Hollow, you just said you see LOM is around, so is LOM is still you, or I'm totally confused on that.
LOM
has
always been me. That ain't changed. It's just been rumors. Like I said, the right information is not out there, so people get misconstrued, and then even if it's broken down, it's very difficult to understand as far as the situation of how that came about. But as far as me owning LOM, LOMclothing.com, that's always been me. That's my company. That's what I own. The people that was mad is people I brought in and thought I could work with, and it didn't work out. As far as that, math is just, you know, the face for them. You know how you have a common, people have a common enemy and end up getting cool?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's pretty much what just happened.
Sister both might hate you, and yeah, that's it. Like, math wasn't cool with them dudes, like, before me, or he met them dudes, like, a few months before we battled, and he's just, like, pumping it for them because, you know, he's mad at me or I did shit to him that wasn't right. So you know, that's his way of getting even, but it's all a lie. Like, man,
that's what I'm saying. So there's two LOMs? Dudes,
no, it's not two LOMs. They just made a fake one to get back at me.
And another one. This is crazy.
They made another one. Yeah, the Muff I Battle Math. They made another page. Not Math. The dudes he brought out.
And they got Math being the face of that one.
Yeah, and that's all that's confusing people is Math acting like, you know, he's LOM and he got a clothing brand. But, you know, that's just Math probably trolling. Well, I don't really know his reason. I haven't spoke to him, but... yeah, that's clear that, nigga, if you look at my Instagram and Twitter, like, why would I be dropping merchandise every week, wearing it at the battles, got other battles, like, it's always been mine, it's just, niggas made another one, and I got mad for a minute, and then I got to the point I had to understand, when I first made LOM, it wasn't about money, it wasn't about making money, so if niggas is really promoting LOM for me, I should be happy, like, Math is, like, looking out. You feel me? Like, he's pumping a brand and designs and stuff that I promoted. Like, I'm not going front. The only way I'd be salty and probably take action instantly is if they were making more money than me. You know what I'm saying? But if people were, like, hitting me up, like, yo, I bought stuff from your site. Like, that only happened, like, 2-3 times where people misconfused it and bought something and told me. So I'm not really tripping. I'm, like, promote. Loyalty over money, that's more important than how long making money. Like, that's something I loved and I always thought of. So I always go back to the old me and what I originally thought, and that's what it was. So that's why I'm not instantly tripping or trying to get at niggas or do nothing or, like, trying to expose shit or show pay. I'm just like, yo, they're still promoting something that I feel is truly important to be promoted, and that's loyalty over money, period.
And you turned LOM into a household brand, a name brand, like an actual brand.
Yeah, you and see like, all that types shit is of people, right? That's crazy. You see, like my fault. Go ahead. I'm gonna cut you off.
Oh, no, you good. I was just going to say, like, did you ever think it was going to get that big? Because it's big.
Yeah, I did. I honestly did.
You know what I'm saying? Because of your hard
work? Like something I felt. No. I just felt like it was like the way it hit me and how real it was. You know, it came from the Jim Jones and Cam shit and the Jay and Dame shit. And I was just in a cell and TDC. And I was just thinking, like, I think I was writing bars, like a song about that. And I think that's why it was so real, because it came from, like, a passionate place. Like, damn, how could dudes, like, grow up, be broke together and then get money and break up? So, yeah, that's what kind of motivated.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, all right. So after the Danny battle, was there anything you got in stores, or you waiting to see how this plays out? Because you may not even need.
Yeah,
you're not saying you don't want to.
I had the Mookie John book. Like, I ain't have to do this, doggy. Like, I don't. It's really like, if you say like I need bread or I need like I don't. Like, need to do this. This is just a give back as far as with the Danny and charity, you know what I'm saying? And for myself to turn up again like a punching bag, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody to punch on. Right.
Hold
so
up. You and Mook is, y'all locked?
Yeah, that was supposed to be October.
What?
Yeah, but I think I pushed back.
Oh, shit. So, let's go. Why niggas ain't talking about it?
It's not announced yet.
Oh, got you.
Damn,
I'm about
you
to say, I didn't hear
edit.
That shit.
Yeah, you might have to edit this out, honestly. Is this live?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, then it's live. I mean, it is what it is, so... That's what I said. It's going to be fun, man. December 8th, me and Danny turning up. Geechee and Big T turning up. Another one about to get booked. Mind you, I'm on a 5-hour flight, so I'm a little tired. But another one about to get booked today. And then I was thinking of doing something dope, but I don't know. I'm still working on, like, doing other shit as far as the pre-show. But yeah, then the next day, December 9th, we pulling up with a truckload of toys and clizzos for the people, brand new clothes. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. Right before Christmas, that's dope right there. All right, so you got your hands full right now.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, bro. You get a lot from it. Like, I hopped out, caught the spirit like 3 days ago. Hopped out and was handing out shirts and hoodies. And, you know, to some people, like, that shit made me realize how huge something being brand new is to people. Like, damn, they tripping because it's just brand new and nobody's worn it. Like, that was huge. So just little shit like that, like people reactions and how they, you know what I'm saying? That's part of what you do it for, too.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good. You're a generous person.
Yeah, bro, that's like everybody wants to be a good person, but there's so many reasons not to. Like, I don't know, that nigga get high, that nigga look dirty, I don't want him to touch me, he might be crazy, blah, 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 blah. So many reasons not to. That's very understandable.
You know what I never understood? I never understood why people was like, people will be doing charities or they'll be giving people clothes or whatever, and they feel like they have to record it and put them online. Like, I never really understood that. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Well, there's several reasons they do it. The obvious one that's not good is just doing it. If you don't never done it off camera, I think it's bad. If you haven't consistently done that off camera, that's where it's bad, in my opinion. But then who's to tell and gauge what that person does off camera?
True.
And I think that's why I got so heated, because I'm like, damn, I've been doing this for years and just started filming just because I did a 501C. You know, when I first started filming it with the Tay Rock and going to Baltimore and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
oh, yeah, I forgot you did that. That's right.
Yeah, like, dog inspired a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever tell you they did that because they seen Hollow. They might have forgot or stuff, but battle rap itself has inspired a lot of stuff in hip-hop and in fucking life, period. You know what I'm saying? Where motherfucker ain't going to tell you they got it from a battle or Loaded Lux inspired me to do this. Me watching A-Bird really made me think of this thought to do this idea, but yeah, like, we're a major form of entertainment, so we also got to hold ourselves highly as far as battle rappers need others. Feel me? I don't know who listen to Angry Fan. It might be somebody you a big fan of listening to you all the time. You feel me?
Nah, that's true. That's true. You know what? I had a lot of albums. A lot of the bar, like Royce the 5'9", I realized, not his album, but I forgot what mixtape it was. I think it was the Bar Exam 4. I could tell he watches battle rap. I could tell.
Oh, no. Royce clearly knows who you are, dude.
I know he fuck with him, but
I
you can hear it in his music.
Yeah, it's different levels. Like, some dudes you could tell, like, casually watch it, and some dudes I'd be shocked with, because it'd be dudes that ain't super lyrical, that's like super cool. Like everything. But yeah, I got to get out of here, though, Caps. You know what I'm saying? Because I was really trying to hit you earlier.
Okay, I got you. My bad. Now, but I do appreciate you clearing this shit up. I'll definitely make the blog and clear it up.
Yeah, nah, that's all it is. Like, that's why I kind of just aim to put a respectful comment there, because at first, I ain't going to lie, I'm like, Caps talking shit. I'm like, nah, you know, niggas might not be clear, because there's been times shit was going on with events and I ain't clear. So I just want to clear the air, like, it is going to be a YouTube release. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, I got you. Well, hello, man. I appreciate you coming
okay
on, you heard? This
no
right, day,
no doubt.
I got you. No doubt. Be safe. Good luck, bro. All right, one.